From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Well, daylight savings time begins at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 2nd, with clocks being set back 1 hour. The change will be automatic on most smartphones, computers, tablets, and other digital devices. However, those using analog clocks will have to manually turn the time back 1 hour. The change means earlier sunsets and shorter afternoons. For those who are unsure what to do for the first time change that happened in March and in November, the easiest way to remember it is fall time falls back and springtime springs forward 1 hour. In 2005, President George Bush enacted Energy Bill to extend daylight savings time for weeks beginning in 2007. Under the Act, daylight savings time started 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and ends in the first Sunday in November. Fire departments urge charging the batteries and smoke alarms and carbon monoxide devices when you're changing your clocks. The village of Fairgrove may have two new firefighters that might join the department. During the last village meeting, it was reported to the department that two cadets who are processing to learn the ins and outs of being a firefighter. The cadets, who are juniors and seniors at the Scola Tech Center, are taking the center's Fire Academy program. This is the second year the Tech Center has offered this program. Students who are in the program have the opportunity to earn 12 college credits towards a degree in fire science from Delta College. The instructor of the program is supplied through a cooperative agreement with Delta College. When the students finish the coursework at the college, they will have earned Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2 certificates. With those two certificates in hand, they are eligible for employment as a firefighter when they turn 18 years of age. It is also reported during the meeting that the National Fire Incident Reporting System, which is a voluntary national system for fire departments to report data on incidents they handled, needed to be upgraded. But food shortage is becoming a real thing with SNAP food benefits. You know, a lot of folks aren't going to get their food benefits tomorrow or for the month of November because Congress is closed. Well, there's some food pantries out there that are trying to help and ease the pain a little bit more. November 1st, Saturday, tomorrow, the Thumb Bread Basket from 10 to 12 at Lakers School. November 3rd, which is Monday, Bad Axe United Methodist Church food pantry will be open from 2 to 5 p.m. And the Good Shepherd Parish of Ubley food pantry will be open from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. On November 4th, the Harbor Beach Ministerial Association food pantry will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. On November 5th, Wednesday, next week, Bad Axe United Methodist Church food pantry will be open from 2 to 5 p.m. The St. Paul Pigeon food pantry will be open from 10 a.m. till noon. And the Good Shepherd Parish of Ubley food pantry will be open from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. On November 6th, next Thursday, Positive Alternatives will have their food pantry open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The St. Paul Pigeon Food Pantry will be open from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And the Good Shepherd Parish of Ubley will be open next Thursday from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And November 8th, which is next Saturday, the Harbor Beach Ministerial Association will have their food pantry open from 9 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. Of course, you can always listen to what I just said on thumbnet.net if you cannot remember the dates and times. We'll be right back after this word.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
All right, an anonymous Good Samaritan is being celebrated for rescuing a driver trapped in a burning vehicle on a rural highway. Cell phone video captured the dramatic rescue as flames engulfed the car. The driver escaped with only minor injuries and is now recovering in a hospital. Emergency officials remind the public that such actions, while heroic, could be extremely dangerous. Supporters are calling for a rescuer to be formally recognized for their bravery. First responders says the quick thinking made all the difference in saving this life in this accident. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.